Good morning.
Good morning.
Are you the first?
I think so.
Okay. We'll give it another minute and we'll start.
Okay.
Randela.
Good morning.
Has joined.
I'm going to mute.
All right. Please join us in saying the Anabaco. Anabaco. Gedula Chemincha. Tati. Gimel, Yutah Tzadi, connecting to Ahavatinam, unconditional love. Kabel Rinat Amcha Sagvenu Aharenu Nora Gufre Shayan Sintet Nun. Tearing up Satan and guarding our gates. Na Gibor Dorshe Yehuda Kevavat Shamrein Nun Gimel Dalet Yud Kaf Shin Arnasa and healing. Barhem Tacharem Rachame Sikatha Tamid Gamlein Bet Tedresh Tzadi Taf Gimel. The Sephira of Netzach and its essence of eternity, eternal victory. Pasin Kadosh Bero Tuka Nael Adata Het Kuf Bet Tet Nunayan, the Sephirah of Hod and its essence of appreciation and thankfulness and gratitude. Yachid Ge'e Lamcha Penei Zokre Kedushata Yud Gimel Lamed Pei Zayin Kuf, the Sephirah of Yesod and its essence of creativity, creation, sexuality, and foundation. Shavatenu Kabel Ushma Tziakatenu Yodea Talumo Shin Kufav Tzadi Yud Tav. Connection to Malchut, which is manifestation, which is the process, which is completion and perfection. In the eighth verse of the Anabakoth, we say in a whisper, we will start with a L'shem Yehud, and then we will study the third Aliyah. The Shemi Hood Kuchabri Fu Rishku Baby Lurkimu Utimu Utimu Rishimu Liakta Lishem Yudhe Bavate The Yehuda Shalim Bashem Kol Yisrael Limud Torah Mitzvah La Sok Torah Mitzvah Vaihino Amadonai Elohino Alena Maseya Deno Kanane Elena Maseya Deno Kananehu. Today we study the third Aliyah, which is from Genesis chapter 32, verse 31, through chapter 33, verse 5. This is a total of 8 verses. I think this is the smallest Aliyah that we have read. The number 8 connects to the Sefirah of Bina. It connects to the world that is coming. Verse 31. Vayikra Yaakov Shem Hamakom Peniel Kiraiti Elohim Panim El Panim Vatinatel Nafshi Vayizrach Lo Hashemesh Kaasher Avar Et Penuel Vehu Tolea Al Yireko Al Kain Lo Yoklu Vnei Yisrael Et Gid Hanashe Asher Alka Hayarech Ad Hayom Hazeh Ki Nagah Bekah Yerech Yaakov Gid Hanashe Vayisa Yaakov Eina Vayar Vahine Esav Bav Imo Arba Meot Eshva Yachat Ed Hailadim Alea Vial Rachel Vial Shete Hashpachot Vayasem et hashpachot v'et yaldehem Rashona v'et lea viladeha acharonim v'et Rachel v'et Yosef acharonim Behu avar lifnehem vayishtachu Artsa sheva peamim ad gishto Ad achal achiv vayarat esav Likrato vacha bekehu Vayipol al tzavarav. Vayishkehu vayivku. You'll notice in the word vayishkehu, which translates as and he kissed him, there are 6 letters and there are 6 dots. And we know there are never dots in the Torah, but these dots are in the Torah, and they're there for a purpose, which we'll discuss. But first we will finish the Hebrew. Vayisa et einav vayar et hanashim v'et hailadim vayomer mi'eleh Malach Vayomar Hailadin Masher Hanan Elohim Et Avdecha. We have finished the reading. Should say we've completed the reading, because we never finish any aspect of Torah. There's always deeper levels. The second, going back to verse 4, the word before Vayishakehu is a word that is spoken differently than it is spelled. It's spoken that it has a yud as the second to the last letter, while it's written without that yud. And I think we will find when we read the translation that that is has some significant meaning. We will talk about it then. So let us start to study the English translation. Starting with chapter 32, verse 31. And Jacob named the place Peniel, for he said, I saw an angel face to face, and my soul was saved. And it's from this verse that we learn, among other places, and that the Kabbalah teaches that when someone dies, the way that their soul leaves their body is by seeing the Shekhinah. But it's also this idea of seeing an angel face to face, because seeing the Shekhinah, we're taught, is light. But it can be also that the negative system can present itself in many different forms, including light. Verse 32. And the sun rose for him when he passed Penuel, and he was limping on his thigh. You'll notice there's the difference between Peniel and Penuel, the difference in the spelling from one verse to the next, and it gives rise to why that would be. We really need to parse the word Peni or Penu. Hey, nun, a fallen face. A vav after the nun would be his falling face. A yud after the nun would be my falling face. And the end of the word is an L. This is the falling face of God, but it's not falling in a negative sense, because it's a very special place. It's a very special place where the temple was built, is what we are taught. He has seen the face of God. That's really what it's being said, but those yud and that vav changing is significant. Verse 33. Therefore, the children of Israel may not eat the displaced tendon, which is on the socket of the hip, until this day, for he touched the socket of Jacob's hip in the hip sinew. This is the words Gedi Nefesh. This is the location of the negative system in the human body, which is why the angel was able to connect to that part of his body. It was outside of the body, as we learned, I believe it was yesterday. It was outside of the body and therefore was not guarded, not protected. Chapter 33. Jacob, verse 1, Jacob lifted his eyes and saw, and behold, Esau was coming, and with him were 400 men. So he divided the children with Leah, and with Rachel, and with the two maidservants. But it does not mention Dinah. We learn he divided his family, into two groups, one for Leah and one for Rachel. And he placed the maidservants and their children first, and Leah and her children after, and Rachel and her Joseph last. But here it would imply that there are three groups. And he went ahead of them and prostrated himself to the ground seven times until he came close to his brother. Why would Jacob bow to Esau? The Midrash says he didn't bow to Esau. He bowed to others. He bowed to the Shekhinah. He bowed to Hashem, but not to a man. And Esau ran toward him and embraced him, and he fell on his neck and kissed him. So was that word? Einun, was it spelled? Does it translate as fallen or as neck? Let's go back and just look at the Hebrew and see if we can get a sense of what it actually refers to. The connecting word is al, ayin lamed. So that's the two words, al, sawa, rav. And the word before
has al, joined.
The word al means before, and or on. And the word before that is vayipol. So it's not really clear whether it's fell on but I think it's his neck. And the Midrash takes these words and it plays on these difference in the letters. One Midrash says that his teeth grew. That Esau's teeth grew so that he was wanted to bite his neck to kill him. But his teeth grew so much that he couldn't bite. Another Midrash says something similar, but using a different part of the body, different organs. But essentially, Esau kissed him instead of killing him. And they both wept, but for different reasons, according to the Midrashim. Esau wept because he couldn't kill him. And Jacob wept because he saw the length of the exiles. Because until Esau is corrected, and it takes the children of Israel to correct Esau, which is why the sages were critical of Jacob for hiding Dinah. Why did he hide Dinah? Because he didn't want to give Dinah to Esau as a wife. Because Esau would have wanted to marry her. And this whole idea of Dinah would have impacted Esau and achieved his correction in a faster rate. Why would she be able to do that when the righteous Abraham, the righteous Isaac, the righteous righteous Rivka, these people they raised him. They were in his formative years, and yet he still turned away and became negative. Why would Dinah be able to change that and bring him to his correction more quickly? And the explanation, taught in many places, is that Dinah would have been his wife. And a wife has much more influence on a man, and vice versa, than their parents do. One needs to contemplate that to really understand the truth of it. The last verse, and he lifted his eyes and saw the women and the children. And he said, "Who are these to you?" And he said, "The children with whom God has favored your servant." That's the end of our study. Does anyone have any questions? Yesterday, we completed the Ramban's letter, and I've read that many, many times, and I'm familiar with it. But I also found on the website Safaria a second letter, and it only has 8 paragraphs. We're only going to have time to read the first one, and even then we'll probably run over a little bit. And my sense of this letter is it's not written by the same person. But that doesn't matter. It's very common for many writings to be attributed to people who were dead at various times. But that doesn't mean that there's not truth in these letters. And that applies significantly to the Dead Sea Scrolls, as a lot of study is going into that for the last 60, 70 years. But on our website, right underneath the letter for the Rambam, is the second letter. I labeled it part two. And the first paragraph. Eluhem Hagadirim She'ani Shalima Ben HaKadosh Rabbi Yitzhak Ben Tzadok Tzatzotel Goder Al Atzmi Kol Zeman She'ayhiye V'riyahu Buvala Omelis She'lokal B'kol Yom Ad She'almod Dafachat Matalo Omod O Mechechad Mechabal Rov Kol Zeman She'ehiye Zechor Ve'im A'avor Al Zemediat Shel Ashtata Yayin Oto Hayom O She'afara Atzi Zechov L'tzadikot Tzadik V'she'akara B'kol Shavua Apara esha shanim nikara Be'echad haradom Be'ima avor al zemida'at Milcha shalim hafrasi Ka'amor lema'ala She'afreya Shene zechovim letzadaka V'sha'asa shelosh ta'odot B'kol shevat pat O b'firot v'im avor Mediat she'afara Hatzi zahov v'tzadika V'od kedi l'hakonaya Yitzarish el hanot b'ze ha'olam Ela kede tzeroch kayom gufi Shel laudo ka besauda Achat besar kachat v'lo yoter Mishne tevishilim Velo ashte yayin yoter mesheni Kusot besudot besauda Achad chutz mikos habeorta Levad shevatot bayamim Tovim v'chanoka Bereshi adashim V'saudot mitzvah V'yod shelo a'ase Se'udot kava Teva b'erev shabbat V'lo b'erev yom tov she'yihye B'chul v'shaloka b'yota Se'oda yoter ma'emachal Echad b'kol ze k'dishe akdes L'shabbat o le'yom tov tav le'kaila B'ze ha'anan kol zeman She'achiyeh v'zachar v'im ha'avur Al zemideya she'itana L'yom achar o she'apara L'tzidaka bet v'hovim V'gam she'loch v'akal Adaga l'tariyo Ta Uvala Shonar they Sholi calls him on the Shayen Zathar Uvalo Hayemayim Anazachrim Shalo Kal Yoter Megimok Bevishlan Bevishili Shalo Ashte Yoter Beshalosh Kosot Shel Yain Chutz Bekos Shel Beracha Zolati Im Yihye Kos Shel Mitzvah Ze al hatanayim akatovim leo aol v'shaylo v'ashva b'shem lo ayeskor shem shemi libatala v'la echelchal lal v'shum adam b'shem v'im Chuat avor al devar ze shelo vayeshte yayin keoto yom elachus echad chutz mekus shel baraka imazachor lezevim yihye leachar achila shayihye Ze hakayom leyom me'achar v'ze im lo eshkach v'im eskor v'yavor al ze she'apara Hatzi zeho l'tzadaka she'akom b'kol layla v'layla v'shevach levora v'lvach tachani Ulchodot lifna belilut shehein reovin lechodot uvalailot aharod lomar sheirot shirod utvotosh vetosh vachot uvachalaila shahiyah Bebeiti v'yechiye bereyah v'li shum ones v'lolama v'naskir l'ma'ala shelo eshta oto yom yayin ela kus v'achad kutz makos shel beracha im lo yikiye mechei maim benazkirim lema'ala v'yod lehaparish mechotziti mikol hadavarim hanizkarim lemate v'alo hen mikol milvo she'asa Le'an shei beiti u'be'u'bei Mikol shi'hiye mechaskot ashrei Zechovei belimala she'aten peshot Bekol eshra zechovim Ve'im echna b'chema O aved o shefachi O Karia, She'apara mezeh hasakot, Te'im ikna begidim, Lischora she'aten, She'naim peshotim, L'kog l'begad she'korim, Pa'asa v'kol pa'am, She'chiye she'aviv, Levarid, Levarich Hagomer, She'en Zoho, Utz Mechalikad Hadarecha, Shelo et aviv, l'tein zehazaho. Ela hayom she'agia, leviti bilavad v'sha'ar hayamim. Hayamayim, shene peshotil, v'yom numi kol of v'yof. Shikano li o aekna sheyehiye mezachov lemeala sheten peshut. Uma sheyehiye mezachov lemate adatsi shehov hatsi peshut. Uma sheyehiye mechatsi. Zahovelimate at peshot sheaten perota echat umikom eshavi shel atzim sheakna o yekano li sheaten peshut umikol gadi sheikano li o ekna shene peshotin. Umikol dag she'akneo yikano li she'yihye mizahu. Umala she'ayiten lekol zehov v'shatshot im yizkaine avor yetaf lehashiyo b'nei el raot behopatem. Ke'etzo otam she'itano mikol ma she'yifu im nashotehem. Ha'en b'mato ot, ha'en b'sho ha'zehov mikol mea zehovim b'kenim. Yoskani ha'sheit levanim zekarim b'sho she'otan. Lekol ben sheyihye, lima sheyira lifima, shetashig yedi beoto zaman. Rather a large paragraph in Hebrew without vowels, though most of those words are not well pronounced. Reading the English. These are the regulations which I, Solomon, the son of the martyr, Rabbi Isaac, the son of Sadok, a blessed memory, draw up for myself, that as long as I am in good health and free from accident, and think of it, I shall not eat before I have studied one page of the Talmud or of its commentaries. Should I transgress this rule intentionally, I must not drink wine on that day, or I shall pay half a zehut to charity. Again, that I shall read every week the lesson twice in the Hebrew text and once in the Aramaic version. Should I intentionally omit completing the lesson as above, then I must pay 2 zehuts to charity. Again, that I shall take 3 meals every Shabbat, consisting of bread or fruit. Should I omit to do so, I must give in charity half a zehut, again in order to subdue my appetites, and not to enjoy in this world more than is necessary for the maintenance of my body. I must not eat at one meal more than 1 course of meat, and not more than 2 courses altogether, nor must I drink more than 2 cups of wine at one meal, apart from the blessing cup over which grace is said, except on Shabbat or festivals or Hanukkah, new moon, and at other religious meals, for instance, wedding dinners and similar festive occasions. Again, I must not have any regular meal on the day preceding the Sabbath or festivals. I must not have during the day more than 1 course, so that I shall enter upon the holy day with a good appetite. Should I transgress this resolve intentionally, I shall have to fast a day, or to pay 2 zehuts. again that I shall not eat the fish called verboat, if I think of it. Again, even on the above-mentioned days, I must not eat more than three courses at a meal, nor drink more than three cups of wine, exclusive of the blessing cup. Again, I must not swear by God, nor mention the name of heaven without a purpose, nor curse any man in the name of God. Should I, God forbid, transgress it, I must not drink more than one cup of wine on that day, exclusive of the blessing cup. Should I, however, transgress this after dinner, I must abstain from wine the following day. Should I transgress it, I have to pay half a zehut. Again, that I shall get up every night to praise Hashem, to supplicate for his mercy, and to confess. On those nights when confession is not to be said, the Sabbaths and the festivals, I shall say hymns and psalms. This I shall do when I am in my house and in good health, free from any accident. Should I transgress it, I shall drink not more than one cup of wine the following day, except the blessing cup. I again take upon myself to give to charity the following proportion of my expenditure from each dress which I shall have made for myself or for one member of my family, costing more than 10 zehuts. I must pay one pashut for each 10 zehuts. Again, if I should buy an animal or a slave or a female slave or ground, that I shall also pay at the same rate. And if I shall buy clothes for sale, called fashas, I shall pay two pashuts for each garment. As often as I am compelled to say the benediction of Hagomel, from after having escaped danger, I shall pay a zehut, except when I am traveling, also involving danger in those times, in which case I shall have to pay a zehut on my arrival, and two pashuts daily during the journey. Again, from every kind of fish bought for me, costing more than a zehut, I shall pay a pashut for each zehut. And also I shall be worthy by God to marry my children and to be present at their wedding, to cause them to give to the poor from the dowry brought to them by their wives, whether in money or in kind, at the rate of 1%. If God will make me worthy of having sons, I must give to charity according to my means at the time. This paragraph, while lengthy, is literally expressing limitations on the physical pleasures in life. And it's a vow not to do certain negative actions, or if those actions are done, that there is a fine to pay that he will pay voluntarily. That's the vow. It's an unusual vow in today's world, but maybe not in his world, in his time. Or maybe it is. We shall see as we go through the next seven paragraphs over the next few days. Does anyone have any questions? And I apologize for being taking longer today because of the length of this paragraph. I bid you all Shalom Gadol, remind you that there are three classes. The 11 o'clock class, we will study continuing our study of the book of Joshua. We'll be studying chapter 18. At 4:30, we will have a deep Zohar class. And at 7 o'clock, we will have the Ari's class that I did not quite get to last night. Shalom Gadol to everyone. Have a beautiful day, a beautiful afternoon. Shalom.
Shalom.
Thank you. Shalom. Thank you.